What can we learn from studying the buildings, the artifacts, the cultural landscapes of past civilizations? And how far back in the past do you go? Many centuries ago or just a few decades? Based on a special exhibition in its final few days at the Kelsey Museum of Archaeology at the University of Michigan, perhaps the answer is both. Photographer Susan Webb's exhibit, Red Rock and Rust Belt, shows the connections between two cities separated by thousands of miles and many centuries. The ancient site of Petra, established around 312 BC in what is now Jordan, and Detroit, the Detroit of the industrial 20th century. We're joined now by photographer Susan Webb, who's basically had a camera in her hand since her dad gave her a Kodak Brownie when she was just eight. So why did you choose Petra and then Detroit to compare and contrast in this exhibition?
Well, it was a fair bit of serendipity, actually. I was asked to do an exhibit in Australia. I wanted to go to Petra, hadn't been, went there, partially to do some other work. And when I shot it, loved it, absolutely loved it, and was moved by it on many levels. But it didn't seem like it was comfortable. It didn't sit properly. It was sort of like a three-legged chair.
Why was that? Why didn't it set right with you?
Many people have taken pictures of Petra, and it spoke to me, and, you know, I sort of specialize in archaeological photography. This was more, for me, something I wanted to speak about the people and about the past. And when I shot it, it just seemed like it was begging for a comparison, begging for something to say, this is what I'm about. You know, sometimes when you look at something, it's not quite clear unless you see something next to it.
And in this case, it was the city of Detroit.
It was.
You've been living here and working here in Southeast Michigan, but what was it like to go into Detroit with camera in hand, having been to Petra?
Well, it was interesting, Cindy, because I didn't want to actually shoot Detroit. It was suggested by a friend of mine who's a photographer from Australia. And I was feeling like, you know, I don't really know Detroit. I haven't been down there very much. I'm a little apprehensive about going to a place I don't know, which is so funny because I've traveled all over the world and been very comfortable in some really unusual places. So we went down, and it was not even an hour before I was so connected. I saw antiquity. I saw the people of the past. I saw Petra in Detroit. And I felt it on a very, very visceral level. And it was the beginning of many, many, many days that I went down to Detroit and took picture after picture after picture, and many times just sitting there and getting a feel for it, feel for the people. And now I'm a fan.
And what is that feel that you got?
It was a connection with the power of what people had been, where they'd come from. I mean, Petra was a magnificent city in its day, and Detroit was too, and I didn't realize what had gone on to create such a beautiful city. I didn't realize how magnificent Detroit had been and how magnificent I think it is still on many, many levels. The people that I met down there were the same as the people in Petra. They had a great love and a deep connection with their city. I was actually surprised by how strongly they felt. And I'm really surprised, again, seeing people come into my exhibit and look at these photographs, and they become emotional. And I felt emotional when I was shooting this. So when I see that in them, I'm very, very pleased about that connection.
As you have seen people come into the exhibit, and it's been extremely popular, and I just want to recap again that you've got until Sunday to be able to see this exhibit at the Kelsey Museum of Archaeology, Red Rock and Rust Belt. Was it an emotion of sadness? Because I looked through a book that you've given me with the images, and it did kind of strike a very poignant chord for me, thinking of what was and wondering what's ahead.
I know there's a sadness that may come, but I think that for me, it was done with the utmost of respect and the possibility that maybe people will see something about Detroit that is still there and can still continue and go on.
So there's hope in these images?
I believe there is. I really believe that there's hope in, you know, going to an ancient site and feeling the beauty and the magnificence of buildings. But I feel that going to Detroit, there is definitely hope. And I didn't know that it was there, and I felt it on so many levels, especially with the people.
There's stunning, stunning photographs of the exhibit Red Rock and Rust Belt, and it is in its final few days at the Kelsey Museum of Archaeology at the University of Michigan. And we are actually putting up a link to photographer Susan Webb's website. You can get a sampling in case you can't get to Ann Arbor before the exhibit closes on Sunday. You'll get an idea of some of these stunning photographs. Susan, thank you so much for coming into the studio and sharing with us.
Thanks so much for having me, Cindy.